The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The latest violence in Ferguson comes against a backdrop of growing tension during the nightly protests outside the Ferguson Police Department, which had been going on peacefully since last August. And it happened at an unlikely time, when the city was finally taking some of the steps the protesters had demanded. More after this from Charlie. Protest organizers are condemning what happened in Ferguson last night, and they're clearly worried it'll muddy the message of the Department of Justice investigation, which found a pattern of abusive behavior in the police department's treatment of African Americans. The report said that police were under pressure to make arrests because the city manager needed the court fines to balance his budget. And yesterday, the city took action. The city manager resigned, followed by the police chief.
The chief's resignation is effective March 19th, 2015. This was a mutual decision, both by the chief of police and the city's administration.
Ferguson Mayor James Knowles. And you can add to that a city judge and the city clerk and two cops who were forced out for sending racist emails. But some of the people who heard the news at a meeting of the Ferguson City Council thought the council itself ought to be held responsible.
To have the DOJ to come in to find out all of this, and you right here and didn't even notice it. You represent these people.
The mayor says he understands the feelings, but he's committed to making things right.
I realize that there's some people that still want a head, or my head, or other heads, and you know, I can understand, you know, that they're going to say that.
In any case, with the latest violence, demonstrators have a decision to make. There's a long history of peaceful protests in this country, but there is always the risk, not just in Ferguson, but in any city where people gather to protest an emotional issue, that someone goes too far. At this point, the protest organizers are going to have to find some way to ensure that the people showing up at these protests want to solve the problem, not make it worse. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.